We are learning Masechta Yuma Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last three words on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says like this: on top of Amud Beis, Osham Metzayra Shachtu Shloy L'Shmai. Metzayra, one of the kabbalas of Metzayra brings the Osham. Now, let's say you're brought Shloy L'Shma. I'm saying from the Osham, actually, the dam of the Osham goes on the behindness also. It's one of the matanas on the behindness of the Metzayra. He gets some dam on his fingers also. But now this Osham, he did Shloy L'Shmai. The lack of Shloy L'Shmai is the carbon is kosher, but it's Shloy Olu L'Bayam Shem Chayba. It doesn't work for his Chayba. So it was Shach to Shloy L'Shmai. Bonu L'Machlekes Ramei V'Rabbi Lez V'Rabbi Shimon. So now, halt cup over here. So he's saying over here that this is a Machlekes Rav Meir and Lezer Rav Shimon. We just learned the Machlekes, if something spills in the middle of the Matanois, do you start again from the beginning or middle? So this is the same Machlekes. Rav Meir da Amar Yavi Achar V'Yaschem Betchila, that since you didn't finish your Kapara, it's Ki'ilu you didn't do it, you start again. Hachanam Yavi Achar V'Yashchet. Here also you can bring a new Asham. Because since you didn't finish the Prasa Asham, what means you didn't finish it? Since it wasn't Lashma, so you didn't do it properly, so it's not a finished product. So you do it, then it doesn't work. You do it again. But the fear of Lezer Shimon, Sha'imrim, and Makom Shapasikum Shalom Askel, that when you do Hazayas, you start from where you stopped, that means even part things count. Here, you can't bring a new Asham, because it's a part Asham, a Shloy L'Shmadik Asham, but since it's kosher, and it works, just not Hashem Chayva, you can't bring another Asham, because a part Asham is considered a Avodah Asham. That's how Rashi teaches the Gemara. Taisus has a big problem with this. I'll just tell you, Taisus. What? He doesn't. That's the thing. He's not allowed. He can't bring an Asham. Because fear of Lezer of Shimon, he's saying, some is Chal. What? Right. He doesn't have to come. We'll see. Yeah. That's what the Kapar is. It comes out. That's the way he's saying. Now, Taisus brings out a Rivaz Kasha. He says, Makam Adame. What's a Dimyan? If it didn't, Olabayim Shem Klal, Shem Chayva, it's not. It doesn't pass to say here, Asham Echad Lo Shtei Ashamais. It's not Asham Echal. It didn't work. It's Mamash Kvan the Lesser. Like, what are you asking? Dibbing has Dim Shan the Gemara because of that. He, Atke Kach, the Toysa, this Kash is Dim Shan the Gemara. So the Rishash, so the basic Kash on Rashi is that, how can you compare this? He had an Asham Shleil Shema, it's nothing. It's not like there where it was good Hazoyas. That's the Toysa's Kash. So Rishash answers the question. He says, Lini is Dieti Inka Koin Kal Kach Tema. Given the kosher, it's kosher as carbon, and you have to lizrik lizrek dama. You have to do agam mezbeach. Given also mikri shaper. If you find that shloim shma after the kabbalah, what do? Don't throw in the garbage. You gotta do azrika. You gotta continue with this carbon like a regular carbon. So since you continue with this carbon like a regular carbon, you can't say it's kamanda lasa. It is kamanda isa. It's something here. And the afkam it says it's still called mikri shaper shtei shamois. Then I now bring to a shamois. But afagav that rishon ain't oil l'shem chayva. That's what the Rishash answers. Akaponim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what happens here is that if you have this Asham, it's Machlaikis. You brought Asham Yishma. According to Rabbi Meir, good, bring another one. It doesn't work. According to Rabbi Shimon, that part things work, you cannot bring another one. Freitig Marakasha, Mask of Chista, I want to tell you, if you're Rabbi Meir, you can't bring another one. Mask of Lara Chista, Va Oisaiksiv. It says in the Pasuk, Vehikav Oisail Asham. Dafka one Asham, and Rashi says Oisish Hunafim Alug, only the one that you did with the lug. V'loy Achav, a filler of Meir Nami in the Takana. Rechis Kash is that in such a case, even for a Meir, you have no Takana, because it says Oisoy, you have to bring the same Asham that you brought with the Loik Shemen, you have to bring, and here you're ready, the one that you brought with Loik Shemen is already Loik Shem Chayavah, you can't bring another one. I face of the Kasha, see, here's the Kasha, just bring another Asham with a new lug. I'm saying, so it says loig echad amrachman of loy shneim. Says tire one lug, not two. So Akapon, we have a chaykes here. Rav Chista holds a kuli yamayin leitakana. Why? Because it says oisai. So Akta Gemara tanya kafaseder Rebbechlan. It's a brayse like Rav Yechlan that says that at least if you want man the yamar, you could bring a new asham. Because the brayse is like this: asham mitzayir shachta shloim shmoi shechta the shloim l'shem this mitzayir oil shloim asam dam legav behinus. Or you didn't put the dam on the behinus. And it already spilled out. You continue bringing this carbon, it's a good carbon, you put it on Mizbeach, you do Nesachim, everything gavaldik. But, Mitzarach, Asham, Achalach, Shu, you need another Asham to Machshir. So, Chayr, Fear of Yechna, it's the first right, that the Izzim and the Yama holds, you can bring another carbon, which is Hura Meir. Rav Chista said, no one holds that, it says Oisai. So, Rav Chista, Amalach, Mai Tzarach, Tzarach, Mein Leitakana. Rav Chis says, you know what I mean? Tzarech Ashma Rashiroi? I mean tzarech, but you're up the creek. You can't, you have no choice. Tzarech Ashma, but you can't bring an Ashma because Ashma Echad Omer Rachman of Loi Tu Ashamais. Freitag Gemara Kasha, is that every time it says in a Braisa or a Mishnah, tzarech, and it means Eloi Tekana, but Tani, Tana, tzarech Eloi Tekana, is that any time that a Tana of a Braisa or Tana of a Mishnah will say tzarech Eloi Tekana? The verse says, yeah, I'll show you where. But Tanya, look at the Braisa. We know one of the things that Nazi got to do is when it comes to bring his kabanas, he takes a razor and he takes a triple zero on his head. He shaves all his hair from his head. It says in the pasuk that Viru Sarah called Basarachim. I have to find the pasuk, the exact pasuk. But it says there, Vigilach. It says the pasuk, you take a sarah and put it, and you cut all your head, all your hair off your head. So what happens if a fellow is bald? What do you do if the fellow is bald? You can't give him a haircut if he's bald. That's the shaila. What do you do then? Zakti Gemara, what do you do is, let's see inside. Betanya nozim amurit b'sham e'erim tzorach havaras tar. He needs to do havaras sar. And b'sil o'erim ein tzorach havaras tar, doesn't need havaras tar. By the way, the pasuk doesn't say first havaras tar. The pasuk says, v'gilach ha'nozir pesach ha'amayit, it's reish nizrei. Just the Gemara darshins, since it says, tar lo yava ha'reishoi, kol yimei neda nizrei, tar lo yava ha'reishoi, we darshin that when you do do the kapara, you do have a tar on your head. But what do you do if the guy's bald? B'sham tzorach havaras tar, he still needs havaras tar. B'sil o'erim ein tzorach havaras tar, you don't need it. When Hashem says you need a havar asar, what does it mean? Tzarech ve'en le'tekana. It means tzarech, but you can't do it. So you can't do your process because you can't do havar asar. So Zok Rav Chista, I have a makar. I have a place where it says tzarech ve'en le'tekana. But this is not l'kuliyam ha'pshat. Upligi de Rav Pados. This is Agur Rav Pados. Domer Rav Pados. Be'shamai, Rav Leza Amru, Dova Echad, Beishamai, here. So the Gemara says a pliga de rapados. The Gemara rapados. Beishamai, Rabbi Elazar Omru, Dova Echad. Beishamai, Rabbi Elazar said one thing. Beishamai hadamaron. Beishamai is this the tzarach ve'en le'tekana. Rabbi Elazar ain loy boyin yad or boyin regel ain loy tara lomis. So we're saying now that this Rabbi Avuna that says tzarach ve'en le'tekana is not like Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar said that Beishamai and Rabbi Elazar say the same thing. Beishamai hadamaron. And Rabbi Elazar, because the price is like this, the Tan, ein loy boyin yad or boyin regel, ein loy tara ilamis. If someone chas v'shalom doesn't have a thumb or a big toe, ein loy tara ilamis, he has no tara ilamis because there's nowhere to put the loy shemen and the dam. There's nowhere to put it. Rabbi Elazar, no yisam a koyim of yaitze. He put on the stump on the place where on the makam and yaitze. Rav Shimon Omer, if you put on the left hand, you are Yotze. So what do you see from here? You see from here that we're saying Beishamai and Rabbi Eliezer, Allah's all the same thing. It seems like that you just do it in the Makkah and it's enough. So when Beishamai says Havara Sar also, it means not that Ein Le'tekana. You just shave his bald head. You just shave his bald head. That works also. Sometimes you got to do the B'di'evah Digga thing and that's fine. Just like we're saying over here, that the on the boy and yada, but everything is good. They're also on the head of the everything will be good, and therefore it's not like Rav Chista's interpretation or Rav Avina's interpretation of Avarasar and feed this mandiyama of Rav Pados. You don't find the makar they can say with Tarach and Latakana in the Mishnah. So now what the process is. Before you put the shemen on the mitzvah, you put the dam on the mitzvah. And the pasuk says like this: V'shachat es ha the asham, es a keves makom v'shachat chalves the oila, which is the asham. Then it says lokach koyin medam al asham, v'nosan al koyin al tnuch oizin amitayimunis, v'boyin yodah hayimunis, v'boyin ragla hayimunis. You put on the right earlobe, right thumb, and the right big toe. That's where you put the dam. Where do you take the dam from? Out of your cup? Take the dam out of your cup? At the right lachar? No. Talk to pasuk. Talk tomorrow. But lock up dam asham. Yochel b'kli. Maybe you mekabel a dam with a kli, and that's how you give the nesina. You put the dam on the toe of the mitzvah. Tam lo v'nosan. You put man the scene about shakoyim, just like the scene is with your hand. After kicha, taking from the par, from the kevesh, here it is, the kevesh, taking from the sheep, the dam is also by atzva shakoyim with his hand. Yochav is beach came. Now maybe if you're doing kabbalah with your hand, maybe the zrikas on his beach also. You take the kabbalah, the dam from your hand, you do zrikas on his beach. I'm letting know kikachatos ha'asham hu that this carbon is like the chatos and asham. Ma chatos tuna kli, the chatos needs a kli. Af asham talan kli. See, asham also needs a kli. And Rashi speaks out that the pasuk is telling you that needs zrikas because you would think since this asham is unique that you do zrikas on the person, maybe it doesn't have regular zrikas on his beach. So the pasuk kikachatos asham hu is a regular asham. It's a regular asham that you do zrikas. But not only that, you have to do a bekli. Nimtza zata imer, osham metzaira, shnei kahanim mekabel mezdomai. Two kahanim are mekabel the dam. Means they do shchita, but you see, you have two kahanim standing there. Echos yad, one's mekabel dam with his hand, bare hand. Echa bekli, one's bekli. Zeh shekibu bekli, bala yitzel mezbech. He goes to mezbech and does zrikas. Zeh shekibu beyad, bala yitzel metzaira. The guy who's mekabel beyad, he goes to the metzaira. So you see over here, Maridik, that there's two kabbalas on the Asham, unbelievable. You look at the Pesukim, you look at Rashi, you don't notice. But there's two Kabbalahs on Eva Shechita. One coins with Kabbalah hand, and he does the Zrikas on the Metzairah, and the other one does the Zrikas on the Mizbeach. That's what he does. So we're going to stop over here, and next year we'll start from Tanan Hasam.